Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at February 2024, the forecast for each life path number. Before we get into it, though, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. We can look at your year ahead forecast, your full numerology report, your compatibility with your partner, your siblings, your dog, your friends, whatever, your business numerology, you name it, we can pretty much look at it. So if it's something you're interested in, book some time with me. You can find my information again in the description box below. I'd love to work with you. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at February. Life path number four. So for February, you all are going to be working with, or we all, I'm also a four, are going to be working with the energy of the five and moose energy. So this is really interesting because really what comes to mind here is about being bold and expressing yourself in a big way, putting yourself out there in a way that might feel uncomfortable and that might feel a little bit less refined or a little bit less sturdy. The five energy is really good about mixing things up or shifting things and really spicing things up. Let's put it that way. So it creates like this really freeing environment where it pushes us outside of our comfort zone and it pushes us to express ourselves in a way that feels uncomfortable, but that's more authentic to who we are. Not necessarily what feels great or feels most safe, but what feels like our truth, feels most aligned. So this could be a month where you start, you know, dressing differently, but in a way that feels most aligned for you, where you start expressing yourself in some way that is almost out of character for you. And other people might be, you know, raising their eyebrows around it because it's, again, outside of character. But the five is saying, let's get to the core, let's get to the truth of who you are, and let's express that. So even with creativity, well, especially with creativity, the five can come in and be like, let's be more expansive, let's think outside the box, let's do things a little bit more unconventionally. And sometimes for four energy, that can be uncomfortable because the four often likes to stay within the lines, right? The five is all about like abstract art. The four is like, I've got my crayons, I've got my coloring book, and I'm going to stay right in the lines and it's going to be perfect. And so this five energy can come in and shake it up a bit where it throws, you know, our plans, you know, it throws a wrench in our plans. It throws, you know, it can feel like the rug's getting sort of shifted out from underneath our feet. And we're meant to find our footing amidst that sort of chaos or turbulence. And we'll find out that it actually opens us up to a lot more than we would have seen if we were, you know, cozy under our nice warm blanket type of thing. So what's beautiful is about the five energy and about moose energy as well, but really with this five energy is it creates whatever extreme we need to experience in order to shake things up, right? And what I mean by that is the four can sometimes, oftentimes can be very balanced, can be very like sturdy, but not a lot of change or transformation or growth happens in that sturdiness, in that center. And so the five comes in and again, it brings the extreme that's needed to shake things up. So again, I guess my point in all of this is to say, February could be a shakeup kind of month, right? To shake you out of your stagnation, to shake you out of your rigidity, your need for control of your environment or your whatever it may be. The five's going to come in and be like, well, you thought it was going to go this way, but it's not. And, you know, now what? Now what are you going to do? It sort of brings the crisis or the chaos, but not in a way to be feared, in a way that says, here's a new way of looking at things. Here's a new way of experiencing things. How does it make you feel, right? At first, it might feel a little shocking or a little jarring or disorienting. But once you get your footing, you're like, wow, I didn't know this existed, or I didn't know I could feel this way, or I didn't know I was capable of this. And that's the beauty of the five. And so it just opens us up to what we likely wouldn't have been opened up to if the five wasn't present. So it's big energy, it's fast moving energy, it can be disorienting, but it brings about new perspectives, you know, more open-mindedness, an ability to really experience and enjoy life in a bigger, more robust way. It also kind of pushes us, again, outside of the comfort zone and forces us to be a little bit more spontaneous and a little bit more fearless, especially in our pursuits. So it can, again, really open you up to big opportunities, big opportunities, big, fresh new ideas, new ways of doing things. And, you know, fours are masters of the details of, you know, the organization of systems. And so once we have this new big perspective and new big idea or new big vision, you know, nobody can put it to work like a four. So this is great energy. I really do love this. It's not the easiest energy to be in, especially for a four. To be in a five cycle can be a little bit, again, it's just the polar opposite of four energy, really. But the beauty of it is what it can open us up to. So I kind of love this. The other thing with moose energy is this is all about like boldness, being bold, being like commanding in your, you know, whatever it is, the, I don't want to say like commanding attention, but it's like really commanding respect and your space and owning your space type of thing, but being really bold in your decisions. And that's one thing I will say, you know, not every four, right? I mean, it depends on what else is in your chart, but people with strong four placements sometimes have a little bit of difficulty being bold or being the center of attention. They're more the solution focused type of folks who want to like get the job done and get it done well. And, you know, are kind of behind the scenes a lot of times, not always, but a lot of times, right? And so moose energy is saying, yeah, be more bold, take more risks, do things, you know, be a little bit more assertive and, you know, fight through any of that self-doubt that might surface. Because if you've ever seen a moose in the wild, there is a presence about this animal. They will not be ignored. I mean, you can't not see the moose, right? Especially if it's out in the open. So, I mean, it's a massive animal. So anyway, definitely something here about commanding authority and like, or commanding respect, right? And commanding your space. So I kind of love this energy. I really, really kind of do. There could be a lot about being seen and being sort of the center of attention with this energy, which might make you uncomfortable, but there is a possibility that'll come in. But again, it'll open you up to experiences you likely wouldn't have had without this energy present. So don't say no to it. Say yes and see where it takes you. I hope it's a great February for you all. I'm right there with you. Take care. Bye for now.